Oh my God. Yeah, I let the intro run a little long this week. Folks, you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour live here at LV Rocks. Guys from View from Vegas are heading on out. Guys, good luck. Hope you make some money. Bet Dodgers. It's always a way to make money in this town. Folks, my name is Mr. Murphy. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Tonight's show is a special event. It is a two-hour show as opposed to the normal 1 hour of goodness. No, it is a two-hour show tonight. It is a blues show, all blues. And the reason I decided to do this show tonight and not put more prep into it is simply because I absolutely have the blues. Today, America lost one of its finest actors, a comic genius and all-around good guy. Dom DeLuise passed away last night in his sleep. 75, I do believe, years old. All in all, the guy had an amazing life, an incredible career, and left us all just a little, well, we're one laugh short now. That's the best way to put it. I actually spent the entire day watching Cannonball Run over and over and over again, looking for him. So tonight we are playing nothing but blues, and you know, some of the guys have been on me about playing this show. I've been talking about it for a while, getting stuff together. I wanted to make sure that I got some music that people would appreciate and not just random things out there. You know, anybody can put together what they consider to be a blues playlist, but I wanted to make sure that I got not only contemporary artists like William Elliott Whitmore, the Black Keys, but I also want to make sure I got some old school people. For example, I mean, Charles Brown, John Lee Hooker, William Elliott Whitmore, who is more contemporary, but I actually think he has a sound that is a lot more old school. So I wanted to throw this all together, and I wanted to make sure that I had enough music and enough artists. Now, there are going to be a lot of repeating artists tonight, and that's only because there are so many greats. And a great example is B.B. King. I think we've got four songs in here tonight by B.B. King, and let me explain why. Whenever you say B.B. King, the first thing that everyone says is, oh, the thrill is gone. Well, yeah, that's right, but there are some other great songs by B.B. King, and we're going to start off tonight with one of them. Let me bring up the audio here. I don't want to blow anybody's ears out tonight. We're having some audio issues, but so the first song tonight is a B.B. King song. It's called How Blue Can You Get? I got this off of one of those Blues Greatest Hits CDs I downloaded from iTunes. Absolutely one of the greatest you can find out there. So, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Tonight is Power Hours. It is a two-hour special. It is the blues special in honor of Dom DeLuise.
Children, I know you wanna give them back. Yeah.
So that was B.B. King's How Blue Can You Get? It is an old school song. Now let's go right into something new school. The name of this next song is called When the Lights Go Out. It is by the Black Keys, and I found it off the Black Snake Moan soundtrack. I'm going to be playing a couple of cuts from that tonight, including a song from Samuel L. Jackson himself. So now listen to When the Lights Go Out. You've got a good contrast here. By all means, tell me what you think. I told you we had a little bit of a contrast there between old school blues, which is B.B. King, and these guys that would be the Black Keys. Black Keys are a two-person band, and they're actually out of Ohio, of all places. They've been around since 2001, and they're currently working on an album being produced by Ike Turner, of all people. So it just goes to show you that blues is not an old – I mean, it's an old school art form, but it's not dead in any way. There are lots of guys out there still playing the blues, still playing some good old school soulful music, and – it's good to see that, that art form is being kept up. So that's old, that's new. Let's go back to something old here. Now, this is one by John Mayall, and the name of the song is Mama Talk to Your Daughter. It's one of those songs that just take a listen. You absolutely know what I'm talking about. You're listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Swear! you, baby. Wave all I to call your name.
So here's the deal with that one. What you guys just heard there was Big Joe Turner, who's a lot of times called like Boss of the Blues. Big Joe Turner got his name because he was like 6'3", like 300 pounds. He was a big guy. And he was one of those first guys who really started getting, as far as the Kansas City scene was, he was the guy who started to really, really get out there. And he had a lot of like 50s rock songs like Shake, Rattle, and Roll. But the majority of his career was actually spent doing blues, and he's one of those voices that you hear and you will never get out of your head. The guy played, forever and a day, and then I do believe let me look here. I'm looking at the bio right here. He passed away in 1983, and just 2 years before that, he was finally inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. So he's one of those prolific voices that's out there that was just amazing. Now, we're going to play a couple songs in a row here, and I'm going to show you guys a good sampling of different voices that you'll find in a lot of blues out there. We're going to play Jesse May Hemphill, William Elliott Whitmore, and then some John Lee Hooker. So I'm going to give you like a three shot here. And just sit back, relax, and trust me, this is going to be stuff that you are going to just go out of your mind on. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
not know what he cried, yeah. I'm standing in my doorway crying.
And I could not bear a look the day the end finally came. Oh, the day the end finally came. Oh, the day the end finally came. We'll be right back.
my ear. Tell me that you love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out. Right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So that's three distinctly different tastes on blues. You've got, of course, we started out with Jesse May Hampel, then William Elliott Whitmore, and then John Lee Hooker. Now, the interesting thing about those three, pick the white guy. Yeah, it's William Elliott Whitmore. When he performs, that is a bony, scrawny, shaven-head white guy who walks out on stage with a bottle of Jack Daniels and doesn't stop playing until the bottle is empty. And usually people from the crowd will start tossing more bottles up on stage to him. He plays a lot out in Waterloo, Iowa. So to our Iowa contingent, guys, I cannot wait to get out there soon and to see Whitmore playing myself. Absolutely sounds like a blast to see live. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are actually a two-hour show tonight. Why? In honor of Dom DeLuise passing away. Again, the world has lost another laugh. Really kind of sucks, actually. So we're playing the blues tonight, and like I said, I've gotten a lot of calls to play blues shows and Irish punk shows, and I think I succeeded in the Irish punk show on St. Patrick's Day. But today I felt was actually a perfect time to play some blues, and I wanted to make sure I had enough material to really cover two full hours of the show. So moving right along here, we're going to play a couple more for you. I've got a lot to play, and I don't want to spend too much time yapping. But we are going to play another one from the Black Snake Moan soundtrack, and it's, the name of this one's going to be The Losing Kind.
I don't know that I ever knew you. I don't know. You say you can see right through me. The moon is bright and the road is clear. The moon is bright and the road is clear. Did you just say we
sad girl. You can't get no better loving if you search all around the world. Everybody tries to tell me that my baby's too big and fat. My baby's too big and fat. But they don't understand. Yes, I'd like it just like that.
Folks, gone through a couple of songs so far. Done some John Lee Hooker, some John Doe, William Elliott Whitmore, a couple of the big names. And now we're going to move into some of the more meatier part of tonight's show. Now, I wanted to throw some things in there that some people may not have understood that really, honestly, does qualify as the blues. Now, this in the background here, this is a song called Chicken Heads by Bobby Rush. It is off the Black Snake Moan soundtrack. But there's more out there than just this. Now, remember, folks, if you do enjoy the blues, I highly recommend you go out and find some local people. Find some people in your town that are playing, that are enjoying, that are listening, because blues is honestly a dying art form, and anybody under the age of 40 that's listening is considered to be strange. So go out, get in, listen, find some local people, and have a blast. Now, the next song I want to play for you guys, it's one that a lot of people have a hard time considering to be blues, but it is one that I would absolutely 100% qualify as blues by an artist who broached every major art form, whether it be country, pop, soul. The only thing he didn't do was rap, and that would be some Johnny Cash. So let me load up the Johnny Cash for you here. Now, Johnny is one of those artists that once you hear it the first time, you'll never get the song out of your head, and this is the song that brought him to fame and fortune, and it is Folsom Prison Blues.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rollin' on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowin', I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car.
They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Now, Johnny Cash is one thing, but now we're going to get a couple of songs. I'm going to throw another pack at you here. How about R.L. Burnside, some Charles Brown, little John Lee Hooker, and some more B.B. King? What do you say about that? Right here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Thank you. I really do believe that everything would be so grand. Baby, I want you by my side. Then I'll be satisfied. Cause I really do believe our love we would never hide. At one time.
You act like you don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You must be crazy, baby. You don't gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, woman, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I want to and play a little poker too. Don't you say nothing to me, as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. You must be crazy, woman. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm putting the bill and paying the cost to be the boss. Got me, you act like you ashamed. You don't act like my woman, you're just using my name. I tell you, I'm gonna have all the money, and I don't want no back talk. Cause if you don't like the way I'm doing, just pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, baby. Oh, you must be out of your mind.
altar. Don't desecrate my shrine. My church is the water. My home is underneath the shady pines. Don't underestimate the shrine. A poor man's back when it's against the wall, when his future's black. One man's story, ooh, is another man's shame. Flames. So take to the woods, boy, and cover up your tracks. And go away, child, go away, child, and don't look back. And sad is the lullaby from the mother's heart and soul, when she knows her child is strayed from the fold. And the parish will perish by death's cruel hand, and finish the job that fate began. And all that static in the attic, that's just an old drunk ghost, and his chains are rattling, but his end is close. Ain't no hell below, ain't no heaven above, and I came for the drink, but I stayed for the love. And one man's story, shame. I ain't bound for glory. No, no, I'm bound for flames. Take to the woods, boy, and cover up the altar racks. And go away, child, go away, child, and don't look back. So don't alter my altar, don't desecrate my shrine. My church is the water, my home is underneath the shady pines. Don't underestimate the spine. A poor man's back when it's against the wall, and his future black.
So that is some William Elliott Whitmore, and that was One Man's Shame. We also had Crawling King Snake by John Lee Hooker. Then we had some B.B. King in there for you. And now we're moving on to something else here. We're moving on to Lord Have Mercy on Me. Who the heck is this band? Oh, this is Outrageous Cherry. This is another one of those new wave, new blood blues bands out there. So give it a listen. Tell me what you think. Check us out, lvrocks.com, spankwagon.net.
We'll be right back. his name. Land name. I lost the best friend I've ever had. Land name. I lost the best friend I've ever had. You know I went and talked to poor mother about it. She says, son, that's two black bear. She says, that's a warning to you. You should fall down on your knees and pray. She said, that's a warning. That is a warning to you, son. You should fall down on your knees and pray. She said you should ask the good Lord to forgive you for be living this old reckless way. And I hollered, when I looks over on a pillow where that little girl she used to lay. I call her but she couldn't answer me.
put my black ass out in the cold. I said, baby, why you leaving? She said, I love dunk on cold. Well, I waited through water and I waited through mud till I come to this place they call the Bucket of Blood. Tend to give me a dirty look and a dirty glance. I said, say, motherfucker, do you know who I am? He said, hell no, nigga, I don't give a goddamn. I reached down in my pocket and pulled out my shiny 44. Shot that motherfucker twice. He hit the goddamn floor. Time you could have heard the drop of a pin. That's when that bad motherfucker Billy Lyons walked in. About that time a pimp eased up and turned out the lights. That's when I had old Billy Lyons dead in my sight. When the lights come back on, old Billy's gone to rest. I popped 9 of my bullets in his motherfucking chest.
Folks, that was, wow, that was just an amazing group of songs, finished up, of course, by Samuel L. Jackson's Stack of Lee, which is one of those songs that the first time I heard it, I could not believe that that was what was going on, and it actually is his voice, and it is his talent right there. It's not anyone else singing for him, that is all him. We also had a little more Johnny Cash there. I'm sorry, no, Johnny Cash is coming up. I apologize. We had Lightning Hopkins, Lord Have Mercy on Me, which is Outrageous Cherry, which again is off of that Black Snakes Moan soundtrack. Absolutely something I recommend if you've enjoyed any of this tonight that you go out and get. Phenomenal music. Let's hear it for phenomenal music, folks. What else we got going on here? You know, it's funny. I feel like we haven't played nearly enough music because it's only 10:17. I only have a handful of songs left, but we'll see what we have left here. Maybe we'll fill some more time with some of some discussion as to what we've got here. Now, the next one here, it's another William Elliott Whitmore song. And it's one of those songs that the first time I heard it, I had to sit back and I had to listen to it like 2 or 3 more times just to make sure that it was what I was thinking it is. Now, William Elliott Whitmore, again, it's a white guy. He sounds nothing like a white guy. Water. Sounds nothing like a white guy, but when you get that man on stage, he loses any stereotypical personality quirks you would usually see and moves over to himself. So this is called My Life for Jug. This is a song for Hub Kale. William Elliott Whitmore here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Well, I don't care about my song. Sand down well, that river
my jug to the sky. Oh, oh, when I lift my jug to the sky. And when that number nine come rolling by, oh, I lift my jug to the sky. For I was an engineer, I made my living shoveling coal, paid my dues for 12 long years. Then one day they let me go, and that time it sure was rough, and the labor shirt took its toll. For my lungs all as black as the feathers of a crow. So now I lay underneath the trestle with my jug.
It's not often that I find a reason to play some Ike Turner, but that was Ike and Tina Turner. That was So Blue Over You. Excuse me, I'm drinking a lot of water here. I'm a little thirsty. It's a pretty cool concept when you can come up with a new artist or even a new sound in an old in an old medium. I don't want to say an old medium, but a storied medium. And blues is one of those. The Black Snake Moan soundtrack, which I played quite a bit from tonight, they did a good job on mixing classic artists with some of the new people out there in the world. Case in point is the North Mississippi All-Stars. They are not the newest of the blues bands out there, bluegrass or folk by any means, but they are one of the more entertaining ones out there. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play some Mean Old Wind Died Down, North Mississippi All-Stars. Now, you got to think of blues, there is two kinds of blues. You have the classic old man sitting there just barely above gospel, that kind of slow baritone, but one that builds and builds and builds. And then you've got the second kind of blues, and that's the kind of blues that I'm a little more appreciative of. And that is the, I don't want to say club blues, because, you know, back in the day, there weren't no real clubs. It's more more of the gin joint blues, where you had people, you know, during Prohibition and shortly thereafter, who were drinking when it was illegal. And it was, I mean, it was the closest thing to dirty dancing you could really find. And some of these songs and some of the dancing that went down with them were just the nastiest, dirtiest thing you'd ever seen in your life. I mean, these were doing the Lambada, and this is in the 1920s and 30s. And North Mississippi All-Stars do a good job on recreating that sound and that feel. So give this song a listen. Tell me what you think. Remember, this is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. This is the two-hour blues edition. It is a special edition show just for you folks. And honestly, it is in honor of the death of Dom DeLuise. So tell me what you think about this.
Die. going home on the morning train. You know I'm going home on the morning train. Well, that evening train may be too late, and that's why I'm going home on the morning train. Well, then I'm going home on the morning train. You know I'm going home on the morning train. Well, that evening train may be too late, and that's why I'm going home on the morning train. Well, that evening train may be too late. Yes, that evening train may be too late. Well, that evening train may be too late, and that's why I'm going home on the morning train. Yeah, you back up, hearse, and get your load. Yeah, you back up, hearse, and get your load. Well, you back up, hearse, and get your heavy load. And that reason I'm going home on the morning train. Well, then I'm going home on the morning train. Yeah, I'm going home on the morning train. Well, that evening train may be too late, and that's why I'm going home on the morning train.
Thank you. And my baby's on the line. The telephone is ringing. I know my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer. Don't know what my baby might say. Hey, she's on the line. Don't know what she might say.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. A few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
When my time my head and the mud beneath my heel. Oh, life's mysteries unravel when my tires hit that gravel and I leave the brave road far behind. Oh, and every breath I breathe is one step closer to me. Oh, peace in my worried mind. Oh, and every breath I breathe is one step closer to me.
So that was a little more William Elliott Whitmore. Like I said, the white guy who sounds like he is from just the deep south. And I got to say it, and this is going to sound racist, but the guy sounds like he's black as night. I'm sorry, but the guy is a phenomenal singer. His stage show is one that is supposed to be just amazing. I cannot wait to get out and see him. It's going to be a little while. Huge thank you to Joker for helping turn me on to him. Just an amazing artist. Let's see. That was Man in Black by Johnny Cash. Was Gravel Road. Blues After Hours by Pee Wee Crayton. Morning Train by Precious Bryant. And, of course, Mean Old Wind Died Down by the North Mississippi All-Stars. I'm telling you that when you get into that kind of, I hate to say bar, but when you get into that bar kind of atmosphere of the deep and the more sensual blues, I mean, don't get me wrong, the old gravelly blues are great, but when you get into that deep sensual blues, that is when you just, that's when you really hit home with it. Now, I've kind of held off playing this one because I know it's one that everybody is looking for, especially when you get into, into a good blues discussion, especially when you bring up B.B. King. But The Thrill Is Gone is one of those songs that just will live on forever and a day. And I wanted to make sure that I had everybody's rapt attention before I played it. And it is definitely one of those songs that I cannot get away from and not play. So I'm going to play this one. I'm also going to play some Roy Milton Information Blues and maybe something a little more unexpected. So you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I'm Mr. Murphy. You are the listeners. This is the Power Hour in the special 2-hour blues edition.
and your friends began to crawl. You can bet your bottom dollar, another mule's kicking in your stall. No, you can never tell what's on your woman's mind. No, you can never tell what's on your woman's mind. She can be hugging you and kissing you and quitting you all the time.
Colleagues are in prison and your enemies enraged. Cold blue reason comes into your world. There's two more dead in Texas and it's probably your girls. Cold blue reason wraps around your thumb. The minutes change like seasons. Only 8 more hours to go. Only 8 more. It's
Well, that was a little bit of different end for you there.
People you love.
Well, folks, it's been a two-hour romp through blues, and I hope you all appreciate it. I know I certainly did. I mean, we went down the whole frickin' spectrum, didn't we? Ike and Tina Turner, North Mississippi All-Stars, Pee Wee Creighton, Johnny Cash, William Elliott Whitmore, B.B. King, Cake. I mean, some of the classic ones in here tonight, the Black Keys, some of the new ones. Folks, look, if at any time tonight I kind of gave you an idea of what to look for and something you heard, you said, wow, that's pretty cool, thank God, please go out, buy a CD. Go to the iTunes Music Store, download something. Keep the spectrum alive. Let people know that there is still a market out there other than old white guys that want to hear the blues. Oh, Jesus, folks. It's been a great night. I'm absolutely loving it. I love that all of you were able to join me for this one. This was actually a pretty big night for us here. This was episode number 25. 25? Can you believe I've been doing this? Wow. Well, who knows? Maybe I'll get another 25 out more before I get bored and find something better to do on a Tuesday night. Who knows? Folks, my name is Chris Murphy. I am one of the co-hosts of Spankwagon Radio Live every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm also the host of this wonderful show, Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. That may change here in the near future, but you never know. I'm going to leave you now with some music. Thank you so much for being with me tonight.
The end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.